Last year, Long Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation. And one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe? This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth. Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But let me catch you up if you're just joining. The central figures of our show stumbled across a fairly reliable formula, and then about 400 episodes passed, and now you're all caught up. But more importantly, when you're finished with our production, please remember to take it to an authorized podcast disposal facility. Every year, hundreds of Earth manatees are harmed by improperly disposed podcasts. When they find them, listen to them, and are so bored they end up swimming into docks over and over again just to feel something. So, two problems there. Manatees flare for the dramatic, and the first one. Do your part. Make sure no one ever listens to this again. But first, sit back and enjoy the show.
This is so exciting. It's been years and we're on our way into Hog's Face for the first time in a long time.
There's so much excitement building inside me, but also so much anxiety. Am I going to run into, like, former friends? Am I going to run into, like, past enemies? Who's are there buildings that are businesses that we know, that we visited, that sort of repopulated the city? Arnie, I'm so scared, but in the best possible way.
I know. And, you know, I guess thinking back, the whole village was destroyed because of us.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that.
There's that. But do people know that?
Well, I think they are concerned about it here in Hog's Facer, but well, what I've decided to do is, I don't know if you noticed, but I started dyeing my beard and my hair bright red.
Yeah, we did notice that. Arnie and I had a little conversation while you were using the restroom. It's pretty fucking bonkers.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't think I was just getting younger?
No. You're also wearing a extra long white t-shirt with socks. And the t-shirt says, I'm with Stupid, with an arrow going through your stomach and out the back. It's kind of a wild choice, but it's good.
Well, I'm making some new choices for Dorisu because I think he was a little too classic sorcery before. So, sure, like, I'm trying to just make him his own thing.
You're saying Dorisu was a little bit cliched, and now you're trying to make Dorisu a more nuanced sorcerer?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Like part Steve Martin, part Heat Miser.
For far be it from me to lean into cliches and too heavily or regard this. I don't know. I have nothing. it's really hard, all right? It's hard to be in disguise all the time. I just want to be Usador.
I hear you. It's hard to play a character for years at a time.
Tell me about it. My throat is exhausted.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have any more of those pepperoni pockets that we picked up in Gym Fuck 2?
Where did we get them again?
Remember when we passed through that small town, Gym Fuck 2?
Jim?
Oh, yes. There's that guy, his name was Jim, and he's like, I fuck, and we're like, we get it, like, calm down.
And he's like, I fuck, and I named the whole town after that.
Yeah.
I guess that town is named after him.
Yeah. Huh. It said population fun, which just sucks. Do we have any more of those pepperoni pockets?
We should have done a whole episode in Gym Fuck 2 now that I think about it.
I'm concerned that you want to eat food from that town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his pepperoni pockets are delicious. I've already had 3 or 4.
Yes, I've got a bunch here under my giant white t-shirt.
Ooh, gimme.
I feel like it's a general rule. You don't want to reach into Jim's pockets, if you know what I mean.
You don't want to mess around with Jim. That's one thing I've learned. And because when I first saw him, I spit, but it went into the wind and it came back and hit me in the face. And then I tugged on his cape. And then I feel like I piss off his junkyard dog.
Yeah. He was the baddest man in that whole damn town.
Well, he was the only man in that whole damn town.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh. That's for all you fucking 80-year-olds. Well, let's get on to...
What do you guys think? Like, what do you... Do we have any predictions? Like...
Yes.
I'm so excited to see what they've done. Apparently, they've been spending years rebuilding Hog's Face. Now it's Hog's Facer. Any predictions about what we're going to find?
I wonder if all of the businesses will just have ER at the end or new blank.
Oh, yeah. Well, my thought was maybe it would be like, you know, instead of the Vermilion Minotaur, maybe there's like a tavern called the Vermilion Minotaur.
Oh.
So it's a lot of like sequel stuff.
That could be. That could
be,
yes.
2 million Minotaur.
Okay. Explain.
I'm just thinking of different places for the
sure.
two to be.
Oh, I see. And maybe there's like 80,000 roaring orcs.
Look who's blacksmithing now.
Mm-hmm. Bungery Chub.
Bungery?
Bouts?
Yeah.
I don't know. This isn't really.
Oh,
my...
and maybe like instead of taking gold, maybe now the whole town like only accepts uncut jams.
Uncut jams?
Yeah, like uncut jams. Like maybe that's all they accept as currency.
I love uncut jams because when you cut a jam, you know, you really dilute the pure perfection that is that preserved fruit.
Oh, yeah. You got to leave it intact.
Yeah.
Usador, don't make fun of Chunt's tick. He's got a little bit of a tick whenever he says...
Hey, well, is someone making fun of me?
Just pull that tick right off of him.
No, I'm sucking blood, motherfuckers.
Oh, Tok. You weird tick.
That's me.
He's constantly humming the weekend songs. It's crazy.
Well, let's hum a different song when we walk into the village. Do 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 do
do do do do do do. We didn't really all sync up on what song we were going to do, but that's okay.
That's all right.
That's fine. Oh, we're here. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, we really, I know we all thought it was weird that we agreed to shut our eyes on the walk in to town, but I think it paid off.
I think we were able to really be surprised.
That was a blood oath.
Yeah.
And I think it was worth it because the payoff was worth it.
Oh, shit. Do you hear that thumping bass? What the fuck? Look at that monstrosity across the street. Truce? Look at that. It's like a giant club.
Oh.
It's like a giant ogre's club, and it's like, you hear that bass coming out of there?
Yes, I do.
I'd see a giant club in Hog's Face.
It doesn't seem like much of a club town. Maybe a discotheque.
Huh. And I gotta say, like, look, it was always a kind of old-timey town that was only as well-built as the technology allowed, but is it just me, or is the place built a little less good than last time?
Yeah, I agree. It just seems kind of all over the place. It seems like there's no rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah, it feels a little random.
Yeah.
Ramshackle.
Why'd you say that word like you came up with it?
Ramshackle? I didn't invent that word.
You said, no, hold on. You said random. Like
no,
you,
I invented you, the word ramshackle. Well, I didn't invent the word
you
random.
You think you came up with the word ramshackle?
We promised we were going to not make fun of Usador's tick whenever he says the word random.
Fine. It's not my job to not make fun of people, but I guess I can tuck it away in my pocket for later.
It was 200 years ago. I was climbing a mountain, and there were rams all around me, and I had a pair of shackles with me. And I said, oh, this is going to be sloppy, but some of these rams are going to end up in chains. Ramshackle.
Okay.
I'm glad
we gave you the space for that.
Well, I mean, I forget that you're like thousands of years old or whatever, so you might have come up with it. Honestly, I've only been around for a small percentage of that, so you truly might have come up with it. I apologize.
But I'm not. I haven't been around for thousands of years. I'm only, I don't know, 6 or 7 years old, because I'm just a fat, stupid human who learned magic named Dorisu.
You're with
that's
stuff,
right?
Just
that's
a
right.
big, You're... meaty shitbag.
That's right, Chuntilius. That's right. Now that we're back
Chunt,
in public,
please.
We have to remember that Usador is dead, and he's
that's
pretending
right.
to yeah. be Dorisu the sorcerer.
That's right. Well, should we go in this giant club? Should we go in truce? Or should we... Oh, we should go see where the old Vermilion Minotaur is and see if there's a new tavern there.
Or is that place across the street called Dare? I don't know. Truce or Dare?
Why is there a period after every letter in Dare? Interesting.
I wonder if we can get some drugs there.
It's weird. It smells like tiny pizzas. Like almost like little personal pizzas.
Hmm.
Personal pizza. Let's book it. Come on, Arnie. You're missing out on the personal pizzas.
Well, guys, let's ask one of the citizens of Hogsface or where the best place for us
one
to go is.
One of the denizens?
Yeah, excuse me.
I just came
me.
Up with that word.
Excuse me, chosen at random Hogsface person. Where should we go to get a drink? What's the best tavern in town?
Well, that depends. What are you looking for? You trying to really get nasty?
We're not trying to get... If nasty happens, nasty happens, but we're not trying to get nasty.
Yeah, like if we get nasty, but then we feel like, we didn't come in here looking for nasty, but nasty happened.
You guys haven't taken a real good look at my face, huh?
That voice sounds
funny. No, we're kind of just looking around at the town.
I keep forgetting to open my eyes.
Arnie.
Take a gander at my face and tell me.
Okay, let's all three of us turn at the same time slowly.
Are we getting pizza?
Dorisu.
Wait,
Honky.
Hold on.
Huh?
Giannessa.
That's right.
Giannessa.
Good to see you.
Great to see you.
And might I please extend my deepest condolences?
I've
heard. News travels far and wide. I'm so sorry.
Well, yeah, we sent you invites to Usador's funeral. You weren't able to make
the
trip?
I couldn't get the time. I could not get the time off. I am doing... If you guys knew what the hell I'm doing over here, it's too much.
Yeah. Well, I see you have a sash on. What is this?
Wait, I'm going to close my dusty. Eyes. I don't want to be spoiled because last time we talked to you, you were running for mayor. I have my fingers crossed for you. It seemed, though, you weren't super optimistic about how you were going to do?
No, I was very nervous. And in fact, after our last chat, I worried that you guys really biffed it up for me.
Yeah. Biffed it up.
To do that.
Is that a new word?
Biffed it right up. But you didn't. You unbiffed it. Opposite.
What? Is that good?
Please call me your honor. I am the mayor.
Are we getting pizza?
Dorisu.
Come over here. Come on.
Who's your hungry friend?
Hi. This is Dorisu. He's a sorcerer.
Oh, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Dorisu, I know you have never met Giannessa before, but I bet you would be very excited to learn that she's the mayor of Hogsfacer. Look at that sash.
Oh, well, congratulations to you. What a wonderful day and the wonderful job you're doing here. And your new position, I'm quite impressed with
Hogsfacer. Thank you so much. And, you know, I just want to say I've never seen anyone with facial hair quite like yours. I'm almost entranced by it, but I'm scared. I'm cold.
You cold?
Something's wrong. It feels wrong.
Yeah, it's pretty unnaturally red. Dorisu, do you want to explain your unnatural red beard and hair?
Yes, well, using my stupid human magic that I had to learn like a dipshit, I just sort of took some of the blood out of my face and put it inside of my hair.
Oh, yeah. This won't mean much to you, but on my world, it kind of looks like Ronald McDonald's mugshot. And you're like, oh, shit, what happened to Ronald McDonald?
Is Ronald McDonald a powerful sorcerer?
Sort of, yeah. He holds sway over probably too many people on my world.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
Please. Yeah, of course.
Please don't take offense to this, okay?
Racing.
Okay.
I just, my heart was very loyal to Usador, and I just want to know how long his corpse had been even... Was it even cold before you replaced him?
Well, you see, there were a number of fill-in hosts after Usador passed away.
There's Hardbody Fuckwood or something. Good Buddy. Mr. Good
there
Fuckwood.
There was Professor Scrambles the dog.
Yeah, that's right, Professor Scrambles.
Flint Puss, I believe.
Flint Puss, he never said Gus.
Yeah. That one wasn't that great.
Ricky the Dodo or something
There was Richard Jenkins, which I thought Jenkins was pretty good.
Yeah, Richard Jenkins could have stayed a lot.
And you're allowed to think that. Now, what else?
I'm just saying it seems like you just replaced him with anyone. Is there no...
Well, I do also do magic, even though I had to use these fat human fingers in this stupid meat body to do magic like a total moron. Just because I'm not an innately beautiful, angelic, magical creature like Usador was, doesn't mean that I'm not I don't bring my own value. I don't bring something to the table myself.
Well, I know I just met you, but I don't like the way you're talking about yourself. You need to give yourself some grace. You need to practice self-love. And you gotta get to a barber. Yeah. You gotta.
Arnie, speaking of, can you stop practicing self-love in front of our guest?
Well, look, I'm just trying to get a stain off of my pants, I swear.
Well, I'm looking around here, and I'm seeing that one of them is called Barber the Third, which I guess is a sequel to the old barber?
Yes, when we were rebuilding, we had to... Everybody was so insistent on, oh, it's a new thing, it's good, start from the ground up. And so everybody just kind of went, well, I hate to say it, hog wild.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and over here, I also see Babar the Third. Is that the home of the new King of the Elephants?
No, that's just a guy who likes palindromes. No, there's not one elephant in there.
Okay.
God, I wish.
Oh, what the fuck? Do you all see that down the road? There's a tavern that says Two Vermilion, Two Minotaur? That sucks.
That does suck.
It does.
Have you been there? Maybe it doesn't suck.
It's actually pretty nice. I have to say, I'm the one who gave them their permit so that they could serve mead and ale. And the people are pretty good. They're good people. I think you guys would really like them. Well, yeah. I don't know about the new guy, but Janessa, everybody else.
How about we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? And Janessa, why don't you come with us and let's check out Two Vermilion, Two Minotaur. And would you mind if we interviewed you and to catch up on how you've been doing?
Of course I wouldn't mind. I would love that. I'm very fond of you, too, and I'm sure you're great, third guy. And yeah, let's do it.
He's okay.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Okay, let's see here. Test, test, test. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7 years, 2 months, and 3 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, Two Vermilion, Two Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Facer, in the magical land of Foonzier.
Arnie, I just got shivers.
I know, things are just getting more, right? It's like the same thing, but sort of elevated to like more.
I don't know how that's the correct way to express it, but yes, things are getting more.
And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chuntilius.
Oh, it's Chunt. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, baby. Wow, I got a little vig and vim. I got my sass back. It feels good to be back in here.
And this place isn't exactly the Vermilion Minotaur, but it's got a little bit of that flavor.
Yeah, we're here at this certain table, and it feels good.
Mm-hmm. This certain table.
This certain table.
And I don't know what happened to Dorisu during the break. He didn't catch up with us. So I guess my other co-host, Mayor Relcorus.
What's up, you guys? You feel good? You guys feel good in here?
Yeah, yeah, I gotta say.
It's good, right?
I gotta say, Your Honor, you sound good on the mic. I think we might have a... I know you feel a little bad about us looking for a replacement for Usador. I'm just saying, think about it.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Your voice would be so good. Arnie, if we did some sort of... I think on Earth you said it's called Love Line. I think if we did that kind of show, like... The mayor's voice is so good for that. Just like answering questions about romance and stuff. Maybe it's like a nighttime show. People call in. Yeah.
Chunt, do you have any questions about romance for the mayor?
Yeah. So, how romance?
Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy. Easiest thing you'll ever do. I'm kidding, of course. It's horrible. It's a nightmare. I'd rather be run through by a blade twice my own size. It's horrible. It's the greatest lie we're told, love. But I will say this. I date everyone. I will court or date any person I please, and they're all bad, in case you're wondering. But I love to help other people.
Yeah, well, Here's a question. This is a little call-in question from a friend of mine who's one of my best friends, and he's sadly no longer with us. This is a wizard friend of mine. His name was Usador. He died protecting us all. He had a question about... I once walked in on him, and he was romancing a stone. What is the way to sort of soften a stone? Because stones famously can be very hard in love.
Yes.
What's a good way to sort of warm a stone up and kind of get it to reciprocate the love?
Well... You know the old tale about the rock and the river. The river just eventually wears the rock smooth, right? Well, that's what love can be. It can wear you down so much that eventually you're just smooth. There's no ridges to make you unique. There's nothing to make you... Although, let's say you get out of the river, that old, sad river that you are just stuck with. You get out of that river and somebody... takes you for a little tumble, and then the next thing you know, you're shiny.
Ooh.
Polished. You feel like a new rock.
Yes. So in summation...
Speaking of being perfectly smooth and shiny, how do I look now that I've gone to the barber and have shaved off every piece of hair everywhere on my body?
Oh, God.
Dorisu, your eyebrows are like thereof.
It's so much worse.
Wow. I am, and I hope you don't take offense to this, four times as horrified as I was by that red beard.
Oh, really? Oh.
And I was going to say something like a river comes through it, but, you know, let's really focus on Dorisu. Why did you do this to yourself?
Well, you all seemed very upset about my beard, so I thought, well, I'll go to the barber and have them shave off the beard. And then I thought, well, why not have them shave all the hair off my head? And then why not shave my entire body from head to toe?
Oh, interesting, you fucking seal. Hey, Dorisu, isn't your voice getting your voice is getting a little raspy. You might want to switch it up a little bit, right?
Switch up my voice?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going full on Usador.
Oh,
full on what?
Sorry, full on Usador. Sorry, we've noticed something, which is that Dorisu knew about Usador, and so he tries to, like, mimic him and, like, sound like him. Arnie, you said it's kind of like a, what was the thing, a tiny dick? What you said? He said he's acting like a tiny dick, or what was it, Richard Little? Tiny dick? What was it?
He
said it's a guy who does impressions in Vegas. Is a man of 1,000 voices.
It's not a problem. I can just be real cool and lax. Just real cool and lax. No biggies.
Okay, Dorisu. Okay, calm it down.
I'd like to take a minute and pivot away from Dorisu. And Gianessa, if you don't mind, catch us up. How did you find out that you had won the position of mayor of Hogsfacer?
Somebody shot me.
What?
Somebody shot me, and I pulled the pellet out.
Oh, no.
And it said mayor.
Oh,
I will.
Yeah.
So that's how people cast their vote now, is to shoot the person they want to be mayor.
It's not supposed to be. Honestly, I think it was some sort of committee and they wanted to speed things up because, you know, there were a lot of announcements to make. But I don't know if you remember this, but I was running for several key positions.
Oh, yeah.
So I got shot so many times.
Oh, no. Congratulations.
Yes, that's definitely changed because I was at Mayor Manana's coronation. And they just put this cute little sash on him, and he had these little shoes on, I heard.
You were at Mayor Manana's coronation?
No. It was like you were there, because...
It was like yes. I was there, because the way it was described to me, I thought, I feel like I can see it in my mind's eye.
Ah, that makes perfect sense.
He once ate a plantain, which is why he thinks he was at Mayor Manana's
On the way here, we met Mayor Manana's cousin Manana, and he told us all about it. I mean, of course, he's from the Isle of Bananos, and he just kept saying, don't be ridiculous, and he was a lot of fun.
And Bananos' Peels of Fate was just a story he told us, which has to be one of the worst stories of all time, but somehow kind of entertaining.
Did you ever get your pizzas, or do you want me to talk to the bar wench?
I'm pretty hungry. And I'm very smooth now, so I'm sure the food will go down better.
You know, I do a great deal of making myself look like other people. If you want, I can really... let me get a shot at those brows. I can make something.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, that would be great.
Please do that.
Yes. Well, Gianessa, can I ask, now that you're the mayor, is it a relief that you don't have to have a secret identity anymore, that you can just run Hogsfacer as yourself?
Can I tell you something? I'm my own deputy mayor.
What?
And I do that, of course, in Dram. So I'm a female presenting mayor.
Okay.
But the deputy mayor is a man who hates the mayor. Absolutely can't stand the mayor.
So you're playing two people who are at odds with each other? That would explain why they're never in the same place.
Yes. Rockforth is my name when I'm the deputy mayor.
So when you said you were shot several times, you won several elections?
I did. Some of them I ran unopposed, and I didn't even know if I was going to win them because people had such a strong reaction to me as a person. They don't like when you dress in Dram. They don't like when you dress as a woman. They don't like women, I found.
Mm.
So, some of those people were just shooting at me.
Oh, that's terrible.
You had to take out the pellets to see that they didn't say mayor on them or any other position. That's a bummer.
Yes. I was shot as mayor, and then when I was in Dram, I was shot as deputy mayor, but I think that was just like buckshot. I don't think it was meant for me, but as the saying goes, if the pellet hits you, you're the deputy mayor.
That old saying.
Yeah, I once shot the sheriff.
Oh.
But you didn't shoot the deputy.
No, of course, I would never. Not to put you on the spot, mayor, but could we meet the deputy?
Yes. Of course you can. Just give me, I'm just going to run, I have to quickly run to the restroom. Be right back.
Okay.
Ani, Chunt, don't worry. It's me, Usador.
Don't we fucking know? What are you doing? You look absolutely fucking insane.
This is worse than the time you burned your beard off with fire.
What do you mean? Everyone was complaining about the beard, so I went and I shaved it off.
And now I'm perfectly smooth.
I guess so.
Here, touch.
No.
Why?
It does feel... kind of good.
Party!
Right?
I mean,
stop encouraging
something about it.
No, stop it.
Chunt, try it. Just try
it. Come on, Chunt.
Fine. Oh, boy.
Right.
This is the best thing I've ever felt.
I know.
Oh, what
is
this?
It's like ASMR for your fingers.
What is this feeling?
I'm sorry, sir, but my friends are trying to touch me right now.
Oh. Oh, wouldn't you like to be left alone with them?
Well, yes, actually, if you don't mind, sir.
Yeah.
We were speaking to our friend, and
I'm
sure she'll be back very soon.
I'm so sorry. It looks like your name tag says Deputy. Listen, Deputy, me and my friends are having a good time, if you don't mind just buzzing off.
You asked me to come here. I am the Deputy Mayor.
Oh.
Deputy? Yes.
Oh, Rockforth, I believe you said your name was.
My name is Rockforth.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well, Rockforth. I am Dorisu, the sorcerer, a human dumbass who had to learn magic.
And I'm Chunt the ship. Wait a minute. The mayor already said that.
You know,
we already.
Guys, it's really me.
Yeah.
I know who you are.
Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you for clarifying.
If you're trying to keep up appearances, that's okay. I don't blame you. None of these fools know. So, you know, play along as you must, but it's really...
Okay. Yeah. So, Rockforth, what are some of the things you're trying to accomplish here in Hog's Facer?
I'm trying to make it so that women are illegal here. I don't...
Well, that seems like a very dastardly plan, for women are wonderful. As any human has the capability of being beautiful and complicated, and you shouldn't go out of your way to make life harder for them.
Who would listen to you, smooth as a river rock?
No, can I say, Rockford, wait till you touch
gotta,
me.
Yeah, you gotta try touching me.
Got
his face.
It.
Okay. Oh.
Call him Rob Thomas, because this motherfucker is smooth.
Oh. I don't know what that means, but I do know my hands have never felt something so soft.
I know.
Your body is a wonderland. You've never seen a day of manual labor, I can tell.
Wow, that hand is traveling.
Yes, well, the heart wants what it wants.
Shave off your hair, make it smooth, or else forget about it. I am obsessed.
I have to be just really honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow you're going to be very itchy. Next couple days, I do not envy you.
Oh, yeah, it's going to grow back. Oh,
that's right. I didn't think about that.
Gentlemen, would you excuse me? I have to go to the loo.
Sure. Yes,
of course, no problem.
Carry on.
Well, that was incredible. She is so talented to be able to pull that off and to be in so many disguises. I admit to being so much jealous. But I wonder how she's able to run the town in these two conflicting roles.
Yeah, it seems a little self-defeating in a way.
How so, Arnie?
I mean, just literally at odds with each other. It seems like it's got to take up a fair amount of time.
So how so, Arnie?
It's kind of like this conversation right here, right now.
How so,
at large? You know.
Thank you for your patience, gentlemen.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Of course.
Your Honor.
Yes, are you? I didn't see you there. Now, I have to wonder, did you step into the role of Rockforth? Was there a Rockforth who is no longer with us? Or is this a role created from whole cloth?
There was one person who was written in on the ballot, and it just said Rockforth.
Ooh, a Rockforth file.
Yes, there was one Rockforth file. And so... because no one else wrote any names in and no one was running for deputy mayor, Rockforth won. And somebody shot me. I assumed the role, and there you have it.
And I imagine that, like, sometimes in Hog's Facer, when people are writing in candidates, they don't just write the name. They also will, like, sketch out a couple details of how they imagine that person is.
Absolutely.
Some, like, character details. Mm-hmm. You know, doesn't like women as much as he should.
Well, some of them I took... liberties with.
Sure.
I just put myself into the role. I mean, really, it's just kind of a combination of most of the people I encounter in the town. And so I figured there should be a voice for the people I hate here just as well as the people I love.
You're so reminding me of a Democrat. Never mind.
So you've taken people's aspirational votes where they have described the person they want to be, and then you've taken that on so that all are represented. I think that is... the most democratic thing I have ever heard.
Well, thank you very much. So it turns out I'm the person who, I marry people. I also am the person who dissolves those marriages. I'm the game warden.
You dissolve marriages? So it's like a spell that just like their flesh and blood just renders and liquefies and falls to the floor?
I break a stick in front of them, which symbolizes the dissolution of their marriage, and I tell them,
And whoever is like, no, don't break the stick, keep it intact, that's the person who's the true mother?
Arnie, do they have game wardens back on Earth?
Game wardens?
Yes, here on Foon we have a role in our society, in our governmental structure, called a game warden. And the game warden makes sure that all the pieces from all the games get put back in the boxes. And then they go to game prison.
We don't have that, but we should.
And just so you know, they do not pass go. They do not collect 200 coin. They go straight to prison.
Yes.
Whoa.
Well, it's a very serious job. But boy, oh boy, it's fun. And the things I find. So many fun things.
Oh, what have you found that you've enjoyed?
Kind of contraband?
Oh, well, I found a full-size wheelbarrow, but inside of it, there was a smaller wheelbarrow that people had been using as a game piece.
Wow.
Yes, it was little. You know I love little versions of real things.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you like little versions of things, how about this? Little horse. Ah, ta-da, ta-da, ta-da.
Oh, and it's got a little silver top hat on. Let me grab this top hat. Here you go, Mayor. Here's a little silver top hat for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
To add to your collection.
Thank you so much. It will go perfectly with my one shoe I found in a sewing thimble.
Can I ask, this might be a sad story, but was that shoe ever worn and was it for sale?
It was very little, so I'm assuming it was a baby shoe.
Yeah.
Yes, tragic. Tragic. Well, I'm also the person who has to write down all of the deaths, the death notices. But that's more of a volunteer position at the local Gazette.
So every day you have to be like, I noticed a couple deaths today, and these are the ones I noticed on my way to work.
Absolutely. I wear a lot of hats, and some of them are little and made of metal, and some of them are full size and for different genders.
I will say maybe like 10 years ago, I read through all of death notices. It was hard at first to read from right to left, because I'm so used to reading the other way, but I love that little demon. I love the notebook. I love all the just chaos that happens. I feel like it really stuck the landing. It's really, really satisfying to read death notices. Everyone should check that out if you haven't already.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's not as good as that that sailor who lives on the moon.
Ryu yucky my yum. Why are you doing that?
Sorry.
Janissa, all of these different roles, you have a different identity for all of them?
Well, I don't know why I said I'm the person who marries people like it wasn't also the mayor. The mayor does that. But yes, the rest of them, yes.
Like, who's the game warden?
The game warden is a very feminine woman.
Oh.
Which you wouldn't expect, would you?
No.
That's gender bias.
Oh, Chantilius.
I walked right into it.
What's the game warden's name?
Her name is Paris.
Paris.
Oh, yes, but it's spelled P-A-R-I-U-S, Paris. She was a twin. Yes. Would you like to meet her? Yes, you can meet her.
That's so sad. She was a twin.
She was. That was a sad. Let me tell you something. The day I had to write that death notice was a sad day.
But wait a second.
But isn't it a death notice for a fictional person that you've invented?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Oh.
This was one that existed already.
Oh, no.
Wait, did you convince someone you were their twin and then they died?
I convinced Paris that I was the twin Ferris, and then I killed...
You killed Ferris? Oh, no, save Ferris.
I killed Paris, and then I became Paris.
Oh.
Do you understand?
No,
I showed up. I said, I'm your long-lost twin, fraternal. We do not look alike. Uh-huh. And then finally, it took a long time. It took 6-8 weeks.
Okay, I have one question about this story.
Just one?
At the very beginning, you said you showed up?
Uh-huh.
Ah, okay, that clarifies it.
You have to show up.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Guys, it's so exciting to be back in Hogsfacer. Catching up with Gianessa. I guess she had to go to the restroom again.
I mean, and being in Two Vermilion, Two Minotaur, just sort of feels a little bit like you can't go home again.
Yeah.
It isn't quite the same. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've moved on from it.
Yeah.
And,
the show we do now is so different from this one.
I know.
We're in a different tavern.
Also, everything here is just bigger.
Yeah, instead of a rainbow bowl, I got a Starlight Sipper.
I'm sorry, ma'am, were you?
I couldn't help it over here. Are you in the wrong tavern?
Oh, no. We used to go to the Vermilion Minotaur that existed in Hogsface before its tragic destruction by one of the most wonderful and powerful wizards who's ever lived in Foon. But we've come here to celebrate that time in our lives and to revisit old friends. But we're also here to make new friends. Please, have a seat.
I think that's perfectly marvelous.
I couldn't help but notice that your name tag says former twin.
Yes, a former twin. You guys, it's me.
Oh, that's right. Wow.
Yes.
You're so good at disguises.
Thank you so much. This one's harder because my voice is naturally kind of a gravelly, kind of a walk down a dirt road.
Yeah.
So she's harder to do.
Because I was going to ask, like, if you can do that voice.
Why, wouldn't I just do it?
Yeah, I hope that's not.
Wow.
Wow. No, that's okay.
Wow.
Wow.
That's okay. This is the voice that I take on when I'm trying to get people to pay more attention to me, to be nicer to me, to give me more money, you know.
Do you need a drink or anything, Paris?
Actually, I would love a drink. Thank you so much.
What would you like?
I think just a glass of ale.
Okay, great.
Arnie, buddy, what are you doing? You are living this simp life for Paris.
Nothing like that. I'm just being friendly.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if we have a guest on, I get them a drink usually.
No, you're right. Okay, go get a drink for Paris.
I'm going to go get a drink.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you so much. You're so funny.
Paris, I'm sorry about my friend. He's so, Arnie's so weak.
Anyway, Paris, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is red.
Oh, mine is too.
Can
I get you a drink?
Here. Yeah, I would love a drink, actually.
Yeah, what do you want?
If you could just give me, I don't know. How about like a pewter mug full of mead?
Oh, I will get you three. One second, I'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Paris, I have to apologize for my friends. They're young. And their heads are easily churned by a pretty young woman as yourself. And I, being somewhat older and more mature in my ways, find you quite charming, but have no desire to court you.
Oh, that's... I'm so sorry. Did I make you think that that's what I was looking for?
No, you didn't. But I think they both assumed that. I would just like to know more about how your job as a game warden is going.
Do you have hair naturally?
I do have hair naturally.
I know you do. I know you do.
right.
See? This is how I get things done.
Quite impressive.
All right. Hey, I'm back with you.
Okay,
drink.
I'm here with your three people.
Hey,
well, me first. Let me just.
No.
Okay. All right. Why well, have three drinks? Careful. Hey. Careful, Arnie.
Okay.
Careful.
Hey, you have nine. We spill both of the drinks.
Whoa. Now, stop you two, gargling. Stop it. Stop behaving like this.
What?
Now, we don't want to end up in another one of those three men and a baby situations.
Oh.
Again?
That poor baby.
Oh, is that what you think I wanted to, like, be your baby?
No.
No.
Well, I thought maybe that you were trying to be a baby because you're so good at disguise.
Thank you so much.
I have to ask, Paris / Gianessa.
Yes.
Do any of your jobs in the local government, are they, like...
You can just say it. I'm not like other girls. I, like, totally, like, I get it. So you can just say it.
Well, I don't know. It just sounds crazy. I don't know. But are any of the other identities that you are in the local government babies?
I mean, I guess when I think about it, no. But, like, when I am this, kind of, yes.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I
get what you're going for. You're sort of quirky and nerdy, but But you like to just hang out and be, you know, just fun?
Yes. I'm wearing spectacles on my eyes, so it's like, you know, it's like it's different. Like not everybody does it. And so
sure. Can I ask? Of course. Just as a friendly question.
Oh, my
God.
You can ask me anything. Honestly, I swear I'm not like other girls. You can ask me anything.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Can we see? I mean, I just have this hunch. Can we see what you look like with those glasses off?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Looks like Gianessa.
Yes. Could you imagine people to be fooled with just a pair of spectacles?
I know.
Yeah, my posture changes a little bit, I think.
A little bit. Your hair does a little curl thing. See through that, but no, that's amazing. Just a pair of glasses.
Very, very impressive.
You'd be surprised what you can convince people of when they aren't looking for it.
Yeah, and when you're the deputy, you put on two pairs of glasses.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Gianessa, is it exhausting? Not only having all these different jobs, but just having to keep all your identities straight?
It is so exhausting. It is so much work. But if somebody would want to relieve me of this, I would gladly let some other people take over these roles. The problem is nobody wants to help anymore. You know, it seems like when Hogsface was demolished, it took the spirit of the people with it. I mean, look around. Doesn't this place look like, I don't know, 25-30% worse than it did before we rebuilt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Truce just looks terrible.
Truce is bad. Dare is worse.
Oh, glad I didn't get that pizza. Yes, I noticed that the places where there used to be things like tanneries or a seamstress, those sorts of businesses, I know a lot of those signs just say influencer now.
Yes. Do you know how many times I stop people from just dancing in the middle of the road? I'm like, this is a main thoroughfare. There are people trying to get their carts and horses up and down this thoroughfare. And you're dancing in the road?
That sounds exhausting.
It's ridiculous.
I did notice when we were coming into town that there were a lot of people painting selfies, which I was surprised by.
Yes.
Can I just say on behalf of all of us, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. That sounds terrible.
Yes, it is. It's very bad. Thank you. I appreciate your empathy.
Ow, my tick is hitting me. Calm down, buddy.
I think one of the things that is hardest to deal with is, you know, we had to literally pick up rocks, glue them back together to make walls. It was not an easy task. And
I mean,
no
that's how
one,
walls are made, but...
But
yeah.
With rocks?
I think so.
Yes. But we had to kind of makeshift paste them together. No one could find mortar. It was bad. And no one here is crafty. Andy. Nobody could do a thing.
Well, I suppose there might be some way that I could help as a sorcerer.
You keep calling yourself a dumbass who's made of meat.
That's just to not arouse suspicion that I'm not human like humans do.
I heard the word aroused and then, like, stopped hearing anything else.
Paris.
Which reminds me, I didn't get you that drink. I'll be right back.
I'm sorry, I spilled my drinks. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Gianessa.
What's really going on here?
I've been doing this a lot lately, but it's me, Usador.
My goodness gracious.
I didn't really die, but it has to remain a secret. But I know I can trust you because you're also so good at disguises.
I'm so good at secrets. So good at them. Oh. I won't tell a soul. Oh, my gosh. My friend, I was so worried. I was devastated.
Yes. Yes, but I'm here. And I want to help rebuild Hogsface. I want to reinvigorate the spirit of the people who lived here once by giving them something inspiring, something that they've missed, something that they've loved, and something that they can love again to inspire them.
Here's your pewter mug. Speaking of pew, that's my IUD and my asshole. Pew. Here you go. Here's three drinks.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
of
course.
Did you say you have an IUD in...
Yeah, in my asshole. Oh, well, actually, all three of us have IUDs.
I'm here with your drink. This is a better drink, but were we talking about the weird thing that's in his asshole, but I've got a normal thing in my forehead?
Yes. I think that's what we were talking about. Thank you so much for these
You're
drinks.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Just time out. Are you really sure you can help?
I think I can.
Wait, oh, fuck.
Oh,
Dorisu, you didn't do this again, did you?
What? I had to open up to Giannessa. I had to tell her the truth.
Stop pulling back the curtain to show the powerful wizard behind it.
I have a plan to inspire the people of Hogsfacer, and all it requires is one more lie.
We heard your plan before, and it was a man, a plan, a canal, Panama? Or something like that.
I know, but that was a stupid plan. This is a good one.
A simple one?
It's a simple plan.
All right.
I want you to take this banana. Dress it up like Mayor Manana. No one will know the difference, even though Mayor Manana was so well-spoken. If you pretend like this banana is Mayor Manana, the people will be ecstatic.
Wait, are you trying to say that the people aren't happy here because I'm the mayor?
Yeah. I'm just saying that Mayor Manana was an inspiring figure.
I was going to say, I think Giannessa, you're an amazing mayor. It seems like your problem is you're not getting enough support because you're doing everything else yourself.
When you're the only person supporting yourself and the whole town, who takes notice? I mean, this is the struggle of women in the workplace.
Yeah.
I do all this work. I'm quiet about it. I keep my head down. And all you fucks are talking about a banana who did better than me.
With a certain appeal.
I mean, what if you made him, I don't know, what's an ombudsman?
What?
What?
Ombananasman.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to figure out another role for the banana to take so that maybe while Giannessa is working, other people, it's sort of some pomp and circumstance while Giannessa continues to do the hard work. But maybe the people then will be inspired to help her.
I thought you were going to do some sort of like wizardry where you made everything look beautiful again.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that'd be easier.
Yeah.
It just seems like you think I'm the problem and now I don't.
Dorisu.
Want to do this anymore.
No. I never said you were the problem. I was trying to inspire
people. It was heavily
implied.
Oh. You guys, right?
Heavily.
Oh, I should have just said Dorisu this whole time.
Usador, Dorisu, Dorisusador, is it possible that the solution is, look, there's only one person that's doing anything for Hogsfacer, and it's Giannessa. And there's only one Giannessa. But maybe, do you have the magic to make there be more than one Giannessa?
Ooh.
Are you talking about making an actual Paris and an actual Rockfirth? So I get some time off or something?
I mean,
could you turn this town into a multiplic city? Does that make
sense? Yes, it
does.
Or
at the very least, Paris. Like, can we just really make Paris real? That's all. I mean, like, if we can't do all of them, can we do one?
We'll see.
Just off the top of my head.
Yeah, second vote for Paris. I think Paris too.
But you see, the spell has already been cast in a way for...
Oh, fuck. Is this going to be a metaphor?
The performance put forth by Giannessa has willed these characters into being. So all I would have to give them is form, since they already have... souls, so to speak.
Yeah, all you gotta do is the fucking magic part.
Okay. Yeah, let me think about that.
What happened to you? Before you died, we would come into town and you would try to solve a problem with magic, like, way too fast. Uh-huh. And now you're like, maybe can
yeah, but on
a,
now
everything?
I'm smooth as hell and I'm wearing a big t-shirt, so what do you want from me?
Say smooth and smooth and hairless are two different, it's two different things.
Yeah. You're hairless. Still pretty wrinkly, yeah. I'm an old guy. I get
it. That's not smooth. I mean, smooth, but not how you think. You
right.
Know?
No, I get what you're saying.
Yes.
All right, fine. Some magic then. Oh, here we go. I'm going to make other GNSs real. Here we go. All right. Let me shake this up.
Can you still do magic? You're really avoiding this.
Okay,
you can barely touch your toes.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Just want to ask one real quick question. If I encounter myself... what's going to happen? And let's say one night I'm out, Paris is out, we're having drinks.
Yeah.
We hit it off. What happens?
Ooh, well,
what doesn't happen?
Unless one of these characters you've created overlaps with you in a familial sense, I see no problem at all. They'll be a whole new person with their own lives.
Oh, I was talking about really just... going to town on Paris.
Yeah, where? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All good.
Let's
thumbs up.
Let's cut the shit, Usador. Like, where's the boundary?
What's off limits? Like, thank you, yeah. please. In no uncertain terms, tell me, can I or can I not absolutely bone down with my clone?
Like, you can't say you don't have kids with yourself?
Well, I couldn't, right?
Yeah. I think you're good. I think you're good. I think over the pants stuff is great. I think
no trick.
Not enough.
I think anything. I think anything goes, honestly. And let's see.
Well, you said over the pants and then anything goes, and I just want to be, I want to make absolutely certain this isn't going to hurt me.
Well, in olden days, they used to try and kiss their own self, and then they'd play under the pants. Anything goes.
Yeah, I just bring it up so you don't think you have to only go all the way. There's any manner of foreplay before that that's also allowed.
Well, absolutely, and we all know consent can change at any time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even with yourself.
Exactly.
Which is a good segue. Do you consent to be cloned into how many of you are there running around total?
There are 4, 5, 6. Six.
Do you want all of them, or do you want to start small?
Let's see how this goes.
Yeah. So make six. So make six tiny clones.
Oh, is that what you thought was going to happen? Six tiny. Well, one regular size Paris.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then five.
So we'll do Paris first. We'll do Rockfirth last, because if you want to write him out, kill him off easier if he's not real.
Yes, that would be amazing. I love to be someone who's fair and just. But that guy's a dick, and I don't know how to stop it. I created it, and I don't know how to stop it. It's an avalanche of just hatred. You guys got to help me. Make him, and then let me kill him.
Oh, you do want to kill him?
No.
Okay.
Somebody else should. Somebody else should do it.
Arnie? I've only killed a few people. I'd like to keep my numbers low.
I'll pardon you.
Oh.
Okay.
Preemptive pardon. All right, let's do some cloning. Oh, hello, Paris.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. Oh.
Hey, Paris. Meet. I don't know if you've. Have you formally met Gianessa?
Hi. Wow, can I get you a drink? Oh, my God, I would love that so much. Just get you.
Gianessa's doing it, too.
Get you whatever you want.
Well, I don't know, though. I feel like Paris was just being polite when we were getting our drinks, but I don't know. I'm sensing, like, a genuine connection here.
There's a certain spark.
Did you guys see that? She touched my arm.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Am I wrong? She's hot.
Yes.
No, you're not wrong. She's very hot.
She's hot.
I just thought she looked thirsty, and that's why I wanted to get her a drink.
Oh, she's thirsty, all right.
I feel like this is the closest I've ever seen to Gianessa smiling.
This is, I think, the first time it's ever happened. I've changed today.
Yeah.
Usador.
Yes.
Dorisu, you've changed me.
Wonderful.
I mean, literally, because you did clone me, but I think also, like, in a bigger sense, I'm changed.
This is a wonderful development. I think you're going to have better days ahead of you, less frustrating, and more room for Gianessa to be herself. Yes, continue to work hard. Yes, continue to fight for what is right and good and making things better. But find time for yourself.
A little me time.
Yes, self-care. That is what Gianessa has needed all this time.
And that's just what I told you guys earlier.
Yeah.
Give yourself some grace. And I didn't turn the mirror to myself. Yes. Give myself grace.
And it seems like you're going to spend some time giving yourself all sorts of stuff.
Oh, I'm going to absolutely go hog wild.
Give yourself grace here. And everyone, this is Grace.
Hi, Grace. Say hello, Grace.
Grace.
Uh-oh, you didn't. Oh, no. You didn't do this one right.
I might have done this one wrong.
Just like the multiple city, it doesn't hold up.
You're scaring Paris.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to take Grace out back. Grace, come with me. Grace, come here.
No.
Grace, we're going to get a pizza. Grace, come here. Let's go get a pizza. Do you want a pizza?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
You want to head over to Truce?
I mean, I'm curious to check it out.
You guys gotta go. It is so fun.
Well, Gianessa, if we don't, we're only in Hogsfacer for a short time, so if we don't see you before we take off, it's been so great catching up with you.
This has been an honest an honest pleasure. I tell you what, when you guys get to Truce, tell them that I sent you. Tell them that you want a bottle service, and they will put you on. You will be treated like you are absolutely the most very important people in there.
Ooh.
You will be treated well in there.
Wow, the very important people room?
Yes. It's like a whole quadrant in the back.
You mentioned something about a pardon?
Yes.
Oh, great. No, killing Grace.
I pardon thee. These words are my own. I love you. Yes, you're pardoned. I forgive you. You're free to walk around Hog's Facer with absolutely no fear.
That was close.
Thank you for doing that. That one looked like a, I don't know what. That one was wrong.
Yeah, I probably just did something dumb with my big, meaty human fingers.
Honestly, how in bear pissing?
And now, something I call the credits/damage control. Dora Sue the Sorcerer was played by Usador the Blue, who was played by Matt Young. That's an actor playing a character playing a character. Dear Meryl Streep, by comparison, your acting skills are terrible. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Dear Mrs. Streep, in regards to my earlier post, alongside Adil, you're looking okay. GNS O'Rell Chorus was played with all the sultry, early Kathleen Turner vocal intensity of special guest Dana Quercioli. Dana is the co-host of the hilarious improv podcast Those Who Ant, along with Colleen Doyle. Those Who Ant is available wherever you get podcasts. If you'd like to meet Dana yourself, walk to the center of any field hockey playing field, place a Dixie Chick CD on top of a freshly made protein bowl, and wait. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by Patreon supporters like... then there's a note saying, please read the following supporter names below. And then I wrote, no. Then there's another note saying, people really enjoy it. And then I wrote, are people who get excited about hearing their own name really people whose approval we want to chase? Then there's a final note saying, do it, otherwise you won't see us coming. The all caps are hard to miss. Fair enough. Made possible by Patreon supporters like Quantum Insanity, Michael Ben Silva III, let me get you a private yacht, Michael Ben, David Dorcas, Sean Eisenhammer, Sonia, Alyssa LaBelle, Trevor, Jordan Harwood, Wendy Wilkinson, Robin Bosica, Tim Lehman, Phil Garcia, Rima, Pagini, the pirate sibling of Voldemort Snake, and Brady Snyder. There, I said your names. Patreon supporters get ad-free episodes, including the entire back catalog of previous seasons and all of the Stitcher Premium spin-offs. On top of that, they get two completely new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode, where Spintax the Green hosts a cooking show.
Ahem! Hello, Drip Fang!
Fuck and shit. And I did a lot of work, and it's for one of you goofy rainbow wizard dipshits.
Hi, oh, aren't you happy to see me?
No, and that's... No! I'm not ever happy to see any of you! Spintax the Green... Everybody, gather around. They're zombies. They don't give a shit. This is Spintax. Spintax, this is the people that owned the castle before I arrived and then killed them in battle and then am now using them as servants produce the various products that I make.
Hello, zombie horde!
I'm starting to give a shit. And I can run fast.
Oh, hold on. All right, zombies, everyone gather around. We decided on this beforehand. We are shuffling, we are obedient, and we are basically motivated only by loyalty and the occasional thirst for blood or brains that I will supply with villagers from around the castle.
Gee, Drip Fang, you talk a lot to your zombies.
Who else am I going to talk to? The Dumbsville?
It seems like it would be easier to be born with the power to compel the living and the dead. Like me, watch. Hey, zombie horde, form a pyramid.
All right, here we go.
I have a heel spur.
Karen, it'll be all right. I'll help you out, Karen.
Just watch my
Karen, mouth. Get to the top.
I clamber as well as I
Karen,
can.
Take your time. You go at your pace.
No, push yourself, Karen.
I need a cortisone shot.
Okay, you don't, okay, we've explained this to you already. It's not covered by your HMO, and also you're a zombie. You don't need a cortisone shot.
Yeah, you have open joints.
Okay, Karen might be a little more living than I anticipated. I might have not given her a high enough dose to turn her full-ass zombie. Karen might just be a very sick woman.
To learn more about supporting the show and feasting on all that content, go to patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. The Rockford File reference provided by the National Foundation for Driving Away Audiences under the age of, oh, let's say, 55.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.